Let's just pick up the government's response now to the latest developments on Manus Island and in Papua New Guinea. As we told you earlier on when we spoke with the lawyer that brought that case inside the PNG Supreme Court, where there has been a determination in that Supreme Court that Manus Island is illegal. And indeed, something should be done to disperse the 850 remaining male occupants of that camp ASAP. Our own Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Peter.
Thanks, Ross.
So can you just explain from the Australian government's point of view what this decision does?
Well, just a bit of background first, Ross. So this was a negotiation between the Rudd government and the PNG government at the time to set up Manus, because thousands of people obviously were coming by boat. And I think the Labor Party at the time, the government, were completely overwhelmed by the situation. In fact, we know overall there were 50,000 who arrived on 800 boats and 1,200 people drowned at sea. Now, the Supreme Court in PNG obviously doesn't have jurisdiction over Australia. They have jurisdiction on PNG matters. They've decided that there is a difficulty or a constitutional problem with the Regional Processing Centre operating on Manus, and we need to see what the PNG government response to that will be. But the Australian government's response doesn't change. Our position's been very clear for a long period of time. We don't want people smugglers back into business, and these people won't be settling in Australia. We're not going to allow people who seek to come to our country illegally by boat to settle permanently here. And we've been very clear about that. And it's very important that we repeat that message again tonight, because the people smugglers are trying to fill boats right now, and they will use this as a marketing tool to say that the gateway to Australia is now reopened.
Okay, just a question here. The 850 people there who were seeking asylum in Australia, does Australia or its government have any duty of care over those 850 people?
We don't have any obligation to take those people, and we've been very clear that we will not be taking those people, Ross. We'll work with the PNG government. We'll wait to see their response to the court case, and it'll be 24 hours before I can get our legal advice in relation to the nuances of the judgment. So we'll wait to make further comment until we get all of the legal advice. But we've been very clear, and that is that the government is not going to take people into this country that seek to come illegally by boat. We've taken record numbers of refugees, and the numbers will increase again this year through the UN process and through the Special Humanitarian Program. So we will take refugees and we'll take them by plane, not by boat, because many of them end up at the bottom of the ocean. And these people smugglers, as people are seeing play out in their television sets, all of the scenes across Europe now. People drown at sea. People smugglers take advantage. They rip people off. They false promise all of these people to make them pay their money and get onto boats. And there are no women or children in the Manus Island facility, but we'll work to try and help return those people to their country of origin or to a third country, but they will not be settling in Australia.
Okay, just another one on this, because does Australia therefore not necessarily, as you say, have a duty of care to the 850 people who have found themselves in Manus Island? Does Australia have a duty of care to Papua New Guinea? And given it wasn't your government, but it was still an Australian government that did a deal with Papua New Guinea, do we have a duty of care to Papua New Guinea to make certain that these people are resettled somewhere?
Well, Ross, as I say, we'll wait and see what the PNG government has to say once they've contemplated the legal decision and they've taken legal advice themselves. And then, like always, we'll work with the PNG government. They're a trusted partner, just like Indonesia is and other people within our region. And we'll work on this issue and many others on a daily basis. But the Regional Processing Centre in Manus Island is a responsibility of the PNG government. And there are many hundreds of people that have been returned from that Regional Processing Centre back to their country of origin because they've been found to be economic refugees. They've paid their thousands of dollars, they've got on a boat, and they've sought to come to Australia or somewhere else, and they aren't refugees. The refugees that we're taking at the moment are people that have had family members slaughtered in Syria, or who are involved in society in Iraq, where they've had people in their own village or within their own groups beheaded, or they're the refugees that we're taking, because they are not economic refugees. They're legitimate refugees, and as I say, we'll work with the PNG government to contemplate the case, but the Supreme Court of PNG doesn't have jurisdiction over Australia, as you'd appreciate, and we'll continue to work with our partners in PNG, because most importantly, we don't want boats to restart. We do not want people drowning at sea, and we don't want to reopen detention centres because we've been able to close 13 of those 17 detention centres that Labor opened, and we've now got no children in detention, whereas 8,500 children went into detention when Labor lost control of our borders.
Yeah, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton, we appreciate your time at very short notice this evening, but an important issue, no doubt.
Thanks, Ross. Take care, mate.